in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office,
we'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
Now, we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, you better strap your helmet on tight. You know, make sure all your chin straps buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seif.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nice, it pushes, and he gets touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Welcome to this Football Friday edition. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Outstanding show set up for you. Tom Heckert, the general manager of the Browns, will join us. Exclusive conversation with him. Bernie Kosar will make one of his weekly stops to this show. And then we're going to go back in time with the Browns. Our alumni spotlight, something we love to do on this show each week or as many times as we can. Dave Pizzulli, former nose tackle for the Browns. Kind of a fun guy when he played for this team. Still the fun guy in his football afterlife. So we've got him joining us as well. Your questions come to us via the official Browns Facebook and Twitter pages and our voicemail feature, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459 is that number, or locally 440-824-6138. And you can hear yourself ask a question or leave a comment, as this gentleman has done.
Hi, this is Bob. Just it seems like, you know, the Browns obviously want Robert Griffin III, and it sounds like this is just a game of chicken with the Washington Redskins to get him. But it would seem like the Browns would have the edge on any other team there because they have the highest draft picks to deal with. Plus, they have two first-round draft picks this year. So what are your feelings on this subject? Thanks.
All right, and thank you for that call and that question. We're going to get into this with Tom Heckert because there's so much pre-draft speculation going on, trade speculation. Also talking about this with Bernie Kosar as well. I think these are really great topics to address, and you raise some good points. Do the Browns have the edge? Do they have more trade capital? And my argument would be they probably do, but if you're holding that number two pick, as the Rams are, and if that's the likely spot that you have to be to get Robert Griffin III, then what is it that they want to do? What kind of maneuvering do they think they need to do to get what they want? And of course, that million-dollar question, well, probably cost more than that for them, is who do they want, and where do they think they can get that player? Is it Justin Blackmon? Is it the outstanding receiver from Oklahoma State? And do they have to? How far can they afford to go down to get that guy? Is 4 the spot, or is 6 the spot, or whatever it may be? And as you point out, yeah, the Browns have the trade capital that would be more attractive to move up, but do you want to give up 2 number ones to get there? And this game of chicken that you're talking about isn't just with the Redskins. I mean, it is with the Redskins, but it's also a game of chicken with the Rams because they're the ones holding that pick. So it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. All right, in a couple of minutes, we are going to have a conversation with the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, Tom Heckert. Coming up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash or lease the best-selling 33-mile-per-gallon Ford Fusion for just $169. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there, and they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober or get pulled over.
For the first time together in 10 years, Corona Light presents Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw. Brothers of the Sun Tour, July 29th at Cleveland Brown Stadium. Plus, special guests, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, and Jake Cohen, Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw. Tickets are on sale now. Available at Ticketmaster.com or call 800-745-3000.
Tonight at 9, The Ultimate Fighter is now on FX, live.
This is going to be phenomenal.
Yes, this time, The Ultimate Fighter is live.
It's never been done before.
Who will be the next Ultimate Fighter? Tonight at 9, live on FX.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you oil, no. We work to bring you deals. Like a Pennzoil conventional oil change special for just $20.99. Plus, come to Advance Auto Parts now and register to win free gas for one whole year. Repeat after me, free gas for a year. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit advanceautoparts.com/Pennzoil for program rules and to enter.
Barry Axrod here. Thinking about buying a new Sierra truck? We have deals that can save you up to $6,000 this month only. And don't forget, we'll beat anyone's price by $500. Axrod Buick GMC, treating customers like family since 1979.
Must trade in a 99 or newer Chevy or GMC.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, this Football Friday edition. Vic Carucci with you here for pretty much a solid hour. Well, what's left of this hour. We got a conversation coming up now with the general manager of the Browns, and this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Well, we're so happy to welcome to the show right now Tom Heckert, the general manager of the Browns. Tom, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you back, and it's great to see you looking so well. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Yeah, everything's going well.
Excellent. And I thought one of the things in that discussion you had yesterday with reporters was about the way you were still handling business, even though you weren't at the Combine, for instance, and you dealt with it via Skyping. Now, first of all, were you a big Skype guy before that?
I believe this one, that we used Skype, but I think it was the FaceTime, the iPad, or not, that thing, so I think it's FaceTime. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I do it with my kids, and I'm a little bit acclimated to it.
You had some
savvy. It wasn't too bad, yeah.
And it worked out okay to the extent that, like, give me a sense of how that communication went, and who were you basically FaceTiming with in Indianapolis?
Yeah, well, the biggest thing were the interviews. We had the 60 interviews at the Combine, and those were really the ones I was just listening to. But, it was great to do that, and I did not sit in or listen to all of them, but we tape every single one of them, and
right.
And so I've watched them since we've been back, and we've actually watched them together, so it's everything that we do at the Combine and the All-Star Games, it's all on tape, so it's really, is it nice to be there? Yeah, but to be honest with you, you get a lot more out of it sitting watching the tape of the whole thing.
Sure, because you would always, even being there, you always go back and refer to the tape.
Oh, exactly. It's so much easier to concentrate on who you're actually watching once you get the tape and it's broken down by player, where, like you said, I think I said yesterday, if you're sitting at the Combine and the players are going one, two, right after another, and it's tough to tell. I mean, they're going so fast, you know who they are, but you can't, in your mind, you can't sit there and say, all right, there's 20, 25 receivers. Wow, this guy looked great in every drill. So when you sit there and it's broken down by every drill, though, each receiver did or each running back did, it's easy to do on tape.
Were you satisfied with what the Browns were able to take from those interviews generally? I know you're still going through the process, but just listening to what, say, John Sandusky, John Spytek, your other people on the ground there also told you, do you feel good that you got what you were looking for from those sessions?
Yeah, because the big thing about the ones we do at the Combine are really really more for the coaches. They want to put them on the board and just and basically see what their learning aptitude is. You know, can they learn? You know, they'll get really. We'll watch some of their plays. Our coaches will say, all right, now tell me about this play. What are you doing? What do you know the other people's assignments? That type of thing. So it's really an X and O type of thing where we have tape for the players to watch and they have a little screen. They can draw a play. They can draw what they're supposed to do. So it's more that type of thing there. And you know, there's a little bit of character stuff we ask about, but it's kind of a weed out situation where we get 60 guys there, guys that obviously we like. We'll figure out who we want to bring in. We're allowed to bring 30 guys in for a whole day here. So, you know, out of that 60 group, if there's somebody we had concerns about, we'll bring them back in and spend a whole day with them.
As you've said many a time, and others who are part of the personnel process of the Browns and other teams said many a time, the combine is just part of the puzzle, just a piece. It doesn't define really anything, but you went into it with certain ideas based on what you'd scouted through the entire regular season of college football and knew and had a board that you were putting together toward the end of November. Did the combine results, the workouts and such, impact much movement on the Browns board?
No, not really. Now, there's a few guys that we want, like, they're usually down-the-line guys, you know, the later-round guys, maybe even free agent guys, where they might have shown something where we had a, let's say, I'm just throwing this out, a sixth round pick on somebody, but he was big, he was fast, he was, you know, he caught the ball well, or, you know, ran good route, you know, whatever, that we say, well, you know, maybe we need to take a better look at this guy. And and there are a few guys where, well, I'll tell you what, a guy that kind of jumped out, and I'm not saying that this is, but a guy from Georgia Tech, you know, who their offense is basically a wishbone, so you don't get to see him do anything. So you really don't get a great feel for him at college. And, you know, Stephen Hill, and he's big, he's fast, and he's another guy where, you know, you may want to do some extra work. You work out or have your coaches go see him just because you don't get to see a ton of them on tape running a traditional passing offense, which because they just don't do it. And right. So guys like that, you get to, at least you get a feel for guys that you need to just take a double look at.
And Hill's a wide out there
for
Tech. We're visiting with Tom Hecker, general manager of the Browns. The business of the Browns, again, did not stop during the course of the time that you were dealing with, you had had the surgery and you were going through your recovery. The contract extension of DeQuell Jackson, a perfect example of that. So you were able to kind of keep things moving along as you were dealing with, you know, something obviously serious for you something that you had to get through, but the business of the Browns rolled along. Nothing came, you didn't hit a pause button.
No, well, you know, I think I was actually in the hospital for 3 days, so it really wasn't that that long of a deal. And we talked to Brian Mackler, DeQuell's agent, and, and you know, those type of negotiations, even though you're talking about a lot of money and a lot of commitment by both the player and the team, you know, it's easy when the player wants to be here and we want the player. I mean, those are the best combinations where, you know you're going to get something done eventually. So it was really, you know, it took probably a little longer than we expected, but, you know, it was obviously never any animosity, and we knew it was going to get done one way or another, and so we're glad we got it done.
It makes the right kind of statement, I thought, because not only did you reward a player who's contributed in a big way on the field, and that's first and foremost, but a good guy, and it just seems to me that it sent that message within the team that your signing of him to that extension is a little bigger than just signing one guy.
Right. Well, and I think it's true of, you know, since we've been here, the guys that we have signed extensions to, you know, with Joe Thomas, the Rubens, the Chris Gokongs, the, you know, obviously DeQuell, all the guys that we've done are those type of guys. You know, they're guys that love playing for the Cleveland Browns. They're great guys. They're hard workers, and you know, if we can get, you know, 53 of those guys, we're going to be really good, and that's our goal.
As we look toward the draft, and of course you fielded a whole lot of questions about that, and understandably the biggest would be that of Robert Griffin III, and all the trade scenarios and possibilities, and you were kind of laughing at that yesterday to the extent that everybody from a speculation standpoint, nationally and locally, has all these trade scenarios. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch last weekend coming out with a handicapping of what's going to happen. It seems to me that a lot of those pieces that appear in newspapers, on the internet, and elsewhere in the media can follow an agenda that everybody is going to certainly put out a lot of information, and certainly behooves the Rams to try to create some urgency for the Browns and other teams to want to trade.
Oh yeah, and that's just part of the business, and I think they're going to get a lot of action for that pick. They really are, and that's just kind of the way this season worked out, where they from a right, wrong, whatever, there's two quarterbacks that everybody's talking about, and you know, the assumption is that Luck's going to go first, and then if somebody wants the other quarterback, they're probably going to have to move up to the second round or to the second pick. So it's kind of the way things work. You know, Rams are in a good position where they have an established quarterback, and they got the room to go ahead and just drop down and see if they can get a pick. So I do think they're going to get quite a bit for that pick.
How big of a deal was it that Griffin measured above 6'2" and then ran that 4.38 40, knowing he was already fast, but the height thing was a little bit of a question mark, so we got the official height on him, and then he runs what he runs. That added to what you know of him on his college tape throwing the football.
Right. I think it doesn't matter. Yeah, the speed really doesn't matter. The height probably does a little bit, but whether he was 6 foot or 6'2.5", it's what you see on tape. I mean, you don't see him get a bunch of balls batted down. Those type of, you think he can move inside the pocket, so he can buy himself some windows, and so that wasn't a big deal for his. It's great that he is 6'2.5", so that helps him. But you get to see it on tape, where some 6 foot guys just get, you can tell they just have trouble seeing, and you never saw that with Robert.
And Andrew Luck, and you made the comment, and I laughed at it too, is it almost is like he's the forgotten guy. It's like there was so much focus on RG3. Luck, who's that other guy? And he may very well be the top overall pick of the draft. With that in mind, with the presumption that he's that guy, I'm going to take a wild guess here. You guys are presuming nothing, and that as an organization, and that you have to do your due diligence on Andrew Luck as much as anybody else at the quarterback position.
Oh yeah, and we talked about the combine, he's definitely a guy that we're going to take a look at. I mean, just you never say never. I mean, we obviously don't think we're going to have a chance to get him, but you can't until he's actually picked. It's tough to just say we're just going to forget about him, because he is obviously a great player. So no, we'll do our due diligence on all these guys.
And his 40 time. Well, it impressed you too.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, he's a phenom athlete for how big of a guy he is, and he's a great player. I think they're both going to be really, really good players.
They both handled themselves so well with the media. That was my big takeaway, along with so many others. Just the way they were handling themselves with a whole bunch of people asking questions. Obviously, they drew the biggest crowds there, 750 or so reporters there. But how about in those interviews with the Browns? Did you come away as impressed as the media was when they were talking to the press?
Oh yeah, I mean, there's no question. They're both super intelligent kids, and they get it. I mean, they're just they're football players. They love to work. I mean, it's just like all the coaches, rave about their work ethic, their intelligence on and off the field. So that came across, obviously at the combine. They're both super impressive kids, and it's kind of funny you talk about it, because I was watching an interview with Bill Polian about the Peyton Manning stuff, and he was talking about how Ryan Leaf blew off their interview, at the combine. So
Manning, don't have to worry
about these two guys. They're pretty good.
And Manning interviewed the Colts.
Yeah, exactly.
He had a legal pad and the 20 questions.
Yeah, that's right.
Tom, as far as we mentioned now, Peyton Manning, he's the name, the attraction, of course, for the free agency period, and it sounds like that's the number one domino that has to move. You said it yesterday, no interest on the Browns' part in him, and basically just explain why.
Exactly. It's is Peyton Manning a great quarterback? Yes. Obviously, the health thing has to be, but it's, from the sounds of it, it sounds like he's going to be able to play. And it's just a situation where I think we're probably in a little different situation where he's actually looking for. Would Peyton Manning come in and help us out? There's no question. He's still a great quarterback, but we're a team that we're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term. And I think Peyton's looking at the same way. Peyton's probably looking for a quick fix. He wants to win a Super Bowl again, and I don't know if that's right now. Are we planning on trying to win a Super Bowl next year? Yes, but I think Peyton's probably looking at a little different situation.
And with free agency approaching, it starts Tuesday. What is the, talk about the game plan, if you will, of the Browns, to the extent of how you're preparing for that? And obviously the other name that's going to come up prominently is Matt Flynn's name at the quarterback position. And how could we see that as a possibility? If Manning's not a possibility, is A, Flynn a possibility? And B, what is the general approach to free agency as it fast approaches?
Right. Well, first, obviously I can't talk about specific players. I think what we're doing is obviously we've studied this everybody that's available and we're going to be very selective. We're going to try to do some things. We really are. But again, I've said it's not an avenue that we're going to try to go out and sign 5-6 players. We don't believe in it, and I just don't think that's the way to do it. But are there players that we're interested? Certainly. Hopefully we can get those guys. Now, if we can't, then we'll have to kind of readjust and see what we're going to do in the draft. But there are some guys that we're targeting, and hopefully we can get it done.
Is it fair to say the approach will be identical to what we saw last year, where you were targeting specific guys who were, these weren't star-type players, but you had a defined role for everybody?
Well, I think it's probably a little combination. Are there some guys that, star, I don't know, I think...
Recognizable starter
name.
Yeah,
there's going to be some guys that in that category that we're going to at least talk to and see if we can get something done. But we're probably focused on guys that obviously a little bit younger situation. We're not planning to go out and sign a bunch of older guys. That kind of defeats our whole strategy of building the team. So there's plenty of guys that we're going to talk to and hopefully we can get a couple done.
And how do you walk the parallel world between outside guys that you're looking at and your own free agents? As you mentioned yesterday, you'd love to keep them all. If you could, that's probably not realistic, but your own guys who are also entering free agency along with the ones that that you're going to look at outside, how do you balance that?
Well, it's tough. It really is, because you have a better feel of your own guys, I think we're going to try to sign as many of our guys back as we can and then add from the outside. It's just we have room to do both, and we'll just have to kind of wait and see what happens.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, and I know you got a busy stretch ahead of you, but we look forward to visiting with you again.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. He is Tom Heckert, the general manager for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 38-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus for just $129. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up Loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Hey, Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide license. We're 3030.
Will Burge here for the all-new Mentor Nissan, where they sell Nissans for less. Looking for a new ride? Check out MentorNissan.com. You'll find the car you want at a price that's clearly marked. John Ashby and his staff make your experience fast, easy, and hassle-free. They're the team that I use, and you should, too. Right now, tell them Will Burge sent you, and you get 3 years free maintenance on any new or used vehicle you purchase from Mentor Nissan. For the lowest prices on Nissans, it's the all-new Mentor Nissan at MentorNissan.com.
Back with you on this Football Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. And this segment, it's driven by Liberty Ford and TJ Zuppe producing for me tonight. Please bring up the music.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw.
Very happy to have with us, as he always is, Bernie Kosar. Bernie, how you doing, man?
Good Fridays to you.
Yeah, happy Friday to you, too. Well, we're talking about a lot of things relative to draft and free agency, because free agency is fast approaching. The draft is the ongoing conversation. And Tom Heckert with us earlier in the show, and also spoke yesterday with media here in Berea. And the perspective first is that I think as the Browns approach the draft, as he said, you know, everybody's on the radar. I love that line. And it was the safe way of answering the question of not pinpointing a particular guy. But he did say, quote, everybody's on the radar. But the conversation yesterday and the conversation that I had with him naturally steers to quarterbacks. And I think when we talk about it from a draft perspective, it's still resonating how well the presumptive top two guys, and as Tom identified them as well, Andrew Luck and Robert Griffin III, how well they, you know, accounted them for themselves at the combine, even though they didn't throw.
Yeah, I do think that, you know, this is a tough time of the year for all the Tom Heckers, GMs, coaches, executives of the league, because every word is scrutinized, every body movement, every inflection, it's scrutinized and tried to be understood, determined, judged. And you are really looking at anything, anybody, anything that could make your team better, any guy, any player that could make your team better now and in the future, without giving away maybe some of your plans. So one thing's for sure, whether it's Tom Hecker and the Browns or the other teams, NFL teams do their due diligence on just about everybody and lay awake at night trying to think of ways to become a better team and organization. No doubt about it.
Yeah, and he has been amused by all the talk of trades, because the scenarios have been very specific, reported as very specific, and he seemed to make it pretty clear that a lot of what is being reported sounds like it's been made out of whole cloth, that they're, you know, to get down to the specifics of saying what the Browns are already willing to offer for a particular deal. And Bernie, I'm inclined to think that a lot of this talk, which just through the years of having experienced this, and you've experienced this, we've both been around this a long time, that this is what's done this time of year. You manufacture things as teams because it behooves you to do that, to force someone else's hand, to hope that this gets another team, you know, thinking and reacting, although it seems to me that most of the people involved in this league go into it with such natural skepticism that they don't trust what they're hearing from most media sources and otherwise that talk about, quote, league sources saying the following about a trade or whatever.
Yeah, probably like society and maybe human nature now, where we want to know and have our gratification immediately. In the NFL, in particular, almost never are the deals done this early, especially when it comes to draft. As a matter of fact, / ironically, probably the last time a team prematurely made a deal was for the regular draft, was when Houston and the Minnesota Vikings and Bud Grant in 1985 traded and swapped second and third round picks because the Vikings and Bud Grant wanted to draft me. And I ended up going into the supplemental draft,
right,
and they got caught with kind of their hand in the cookie jar and didn't get didn't end up getting the quarterback they wanted, and I ended up in Cleveland. So teams know that it's incredibly early, that there's kind of a poker game going on, that how the dominoes are going to fall with guys like Peyton Manning, that you're not sure exactly what to do, and they don't want a premature rush to a decision that could ultimately not be a good decision, given that the draft isn't until the end of April.
Yeah, no, that's such a good point. We're visiting with Bernie Kosar, the regular here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Bernie, when it comes to the other topic, which of course free agency is going to be front and center on Tuesday, and we're going to have more time to talk about that, I know, at the beginning of next week as well. But one of the things that Tom Heckert mentioned was, again, that the Browns are not going to, quote, go crazy in free agency, that they're going to take that methodical approach. It doesn't rule out anybody necessarily, but in terms of the overall plan, it still sounds like it'll be targeted, very specific to finding a role-playing player, a position that where you need help, but you're not necessarily going for anybody of a marquee type of name, at least just based on what he was saying, and that was the approach that, you know, we saw this team take a year ago.
Well, and again, sometimes I know that doesn't make for the sexiest stories and sexiest off season. And history has showed that guys are free agents for a reason, and they usually have some scars or skeletons in their closet that make it the reason why they are available. And very rarely has it shown that the guys who get the big paper, the overblown contracts, turn out to be a raising success. So trying to selectively fill your roster with, albeit even us last year with the running back in Green Bay, and signing someone that was supposed to fit a need on second and long third down, albeit he gets hurt and spends the year on IR, but was having a phenomenal training camp. Selectively finding key pieces to supplement your roster tends to be the better success ratio for the long-term development of your team.
Yeah, you're talking about Brandon Jackson, of course.
Yes.
He's very much part of the running back plan going into this year, and he will even be more so if Peyton Hillis ends up going elsewhere, because he's going to enter the open market next week. And although Tom Heckert said the team would try to keep, would love to keep all of its free agents, the reality is some of them aren't going to be back.
Right. And again, it's one of the awesome things about the league, and one of the tough things about the league is the transition and turnover. Even in the best of teams, you have 20-25% turnover on your rosters annually, and on other teams sometimes it's up in that 35% range. So that's stuff that happens, and you have to kind of gear towards it. It's a youthful game, it's an athletic game, and you have to kind of be on the edge of kind of, you don't want to be caught like some teams tend to get caught, keeping guys a year or two too long and miss out on a possible replacement that can contribute and be more productive and make more plays currently.
Bernie, Tom hit on an interesting topic too yesterday with regard to quarterbacks who in the draft who aren't necessarily the marquee guys going into the draft. Now, this draft's all about marquee, right? It's a conversation of Andrew Luck and RG3, and it almost stops there, although Ryan Tannehill's name from Texas A&M gets brought up from time to time or often as maybe the third guy, but I don't know what the distance is between those top two and Tannehill. That's a question that has to be resolved. But
his off-season injury not being able to work out,
yeah,
really kind of made that even more speculative.
And 20 career starts. I mean, there's a list of reasons why you're not really sure about this guy. But here's the point that was brought up, is whether a guy like a Colt McCoy, who did not come in as the premium guy, and for the record, Tom Heckert saying that, you know, this team has not given up on McCoy at all. No matter how many, the line of questioning is about quarterbacks, but he has made it very clear that this team has made no decision to say McCoy's out of anything. But he was asked, can you still find a premium quarterback a star quarterback or a standout quarterback, even in a non-premium draft position. And he brings up Aaron Rodgers going, 26th overall. He brings up Andy Dalton, hearing all the criticism about his maybe lack of size going into last year's draft, and he plays well for the Bengals and ends up in the Pro Bowl. So those guys can still make it, right, Bernie? I mean, there's no, you don't have to necessarily be the premium guy coming into the draft as a player. And we know, I mean, we could take it to Tom Brady, we could take it to other extremes, but you don't necessarily have to grab that guy in the upper tier.
It's why the pressure level, the success level, the challenging level is so much here with the NFL. It's ironic that yes is a short answer to your question, but also then you factor in the top 10 draft picks in the NFL. Historically, quarterbacks and receivers give the highest reward and the highest failure rate in the top 10. So it's tough at the front, and it's tough the other way, because yes, you could find the Aaron Rodgers at 23, 24, 25, Dalton, Andy Dalton at the early in the second round, Tom Brady late sixth round, but probably when you do that, the percentages of success are probably 1 in 10, 2 in 10. So, you do make them, but for every one that probably does make it, you're probably looking at 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 that don't make it. And at the top of the draft, probably for every one that makes it, every one doesn't. So you're looking at 50-50. And right now it's imperative, as everybody has said, the picks that we have, three of the first 37, it's imperative that we find and hit right, and so that we aren't on the negative side of that statistical curve.
Great stuff, Bernie, as always, and we look forward to catching up with you again at the beginning of next week.
Sounds great. Have a great weekend.
All right. He is Bernie Kosar, joining us, as he always does, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling SUV, Ford Escape, for just $169. Four-wheel drive, great fuel efficiency and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Mayo Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to quick to take a new.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get to quick to take a new.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there, and they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober. Or get pulled over.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. With an Alarm Force video relay, you can see and speak with whoever's at your front door from anywhere in the world through your cell phone. Full video and live two-way voice together. The most advanced form of home security. Get a video relay and an Alarm Force home alarm for only $199 and only $35 per month. And you can get a video relay even if you have another company's home alarm or no alarm at all.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security. Year in and year out, Crestmont Hyundai is one of Ohio's top Hyundai dealers. Visit CrestmontHyundai.com and you'll see why. With one of the area's largest selections of new and pre-owned inventory, you can get the car you want at the price you can afford. Like the 2012 Elantra and Sonata, or pre-owned vehicles starting as low as $29.95. Remember, all new Hyundais come with America's best warranty and the Hyundai Assurance Plan. So, check out CrestmontHyundai.com and find your next car today.
And we appreciate the fact that you are spending this Football Friday. Where else? With us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Yours truly, Vic Carucci, with you until the top of the hour. Browns fans experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets are on sale now. They're more affordable than ever, with tickets starting at $32. Go to ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more info. And this segment, our Alumni Spotlight, it's brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now, EA Sports, it's in the game. And happy to have right now for our Alumni Spotlight segment, Dave Pizzulli joining us. How you doing, Dave?
Doing great, Vic. Thanks for having me here.
Former Browns nose tackle. And Dave, it's funny, that position is the classic grunt spot in this game, where people talk about, you know, players who can score touchdowns and you know, catch passes and do all that fun stuff. And even the offensive linemen, I mean, they could be part of a score. A nose tackle is just in there basically to take a beating.
Absolutely. Vic, you know, and it's like my relatives back east, you know, I'm an Italian guy, and my relatives, how they used to brag about me was, hey, that Davey can really take a beating, can he? He can take a beating like none others.
That was your claim to fame.
Yeah, that was my claim to fame. Nice. That's how they bragged about me. So.
Well, you look pretty good for a guy who took some beatings in the course of a football career. You're holding up okay. So let's talk about your time with the Browns, 1983 to 87, and it was a time, really, the last time that people look at this team, Bernie Kosar at quarterback, a team that offered that sense of hope and competitiveness and all those things. Just reflect on some of your best memories from then, Dave.
Yeah, looking back, Vic, it's like who knew that would be an era where we were so close to getting to the Super Bowl, making the Final Four, so to speak. But who knew that, you know, once that era expired, that there would be, you know, such tough times ahead. No one knew that at the time. So almost looking back, you know, I know some fans cherish that time because we were in the hunt, so to speak. I know we cherish it. The playoffs, I can tell you guys that the playoffs, the NFL playoffs in Cleveland, Ohio, is a thing to behold. I mean, the town just goes absolutely crazy, and it's an exponential thing. How you can see how excited the team is, and the fans are, and say the season opener. Well, you have to times that by about 10 for the playoffs, and those are the best memories. And you know, agonizing in some ways that we came so close, but also, you know, we cherish them because I think all the guys know, and we're a very close group that played together back in that day. We know we left it all on the field, and it wasn't quite in the cards for us to go to the Super Bowl, but, you know, we did the best we could, but the great memories.
I talk about the grittiness of your position of nose tackle, but it's the grittiness of that whole defense, I think, that really defined a good portion of that team, right? And you came aboard. I mean, they brought you in at 83 as a sixth-round pick from University of Pittsburgh. And you, as you say, you come from Greenwich, Connecticut. You brought that very tough working-class background with you. But you must have felt at home on a team where the defense was in a town defined that way.
Oh, absolutely, Vic. You know, you look at the guys we had. I mean, we had, you know, like a guy like Mike Johnson came in from the USFL, and, you know, Big Daddy Harrison came in, a year old friend from the Eagles.
Covered him in Philadelphia, yep.
Yeah, and, you know, well, Clay was a first-round draft choice, and he was one of the few guys that was a first-round draft choice that kind of, you know, we built the defense around, kind of the cornerstone. But a lot of guys came in from a lot of different angles. Reggie Camp was a third-round pick and, you know, had some great years. We had a guy, remember, Curtis Weathers, an outside linebacker that ended up having some great years for us. I think he was 11th round pick. So we really had kind of a mishmash. And and then many came in from the USFL. And, you know, it just kind of all came together. But you're right. I mean, we weren't this team that on paper was all the first-round picks with the guys with the celebrated college careers and everything was lined up. We were just a bunch of guys that came together and knew how to scrap. And we fed off each other real well. So that was a key.
Yeah, and to have guys like Clay Matthews behind you and some of the other linebackers that were on that team, Dave, what was it for you as a nose tackle, your mindset? Because basically that position, if you're doing it right, you're allowing them to make plays. You're occupying, tying up blockers, right? Give me a sense of the role you played.
Well, absolutely. And actually, Bob Golic was, he was an all-pro at the time, and he probably did that as good as anybody in the league in terms of occupying a few blockers and keeping them off the linebackers. You know, those guys don't like those big linemen coming off on them if we can hold them up a little bit. So Bob was, you know, really the best at that. And I think my role for most of the mid-'80s was to relieve Bob. I gave him breaks, but I also played, you know, in different positions at tackle and end, as we'd started to use a bear defense. Marty brought in the Chicago Bear defense, and we did some experimenting with that, and then I was the fourth defensive lineman coming in. So we were actually just in that era kind of getting away from the real strict vanilla 3-4 defense where the nose guard had so much so much responsibility to keep blockers off the linebackers, but Golic did a fantastic job at that.
Dave Pizzulli, former Browns nose tackle, defensive lineman, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So Dave, yeah, is that experimentation, let's get into that a little bit, because Marty Schottenheimer brings different ideas that previously in place when he's aboard as head coach and wanted to expand, right, the basic
Correct.
Defensive plan. And talk about that from from the perspective of what you were seeing from offenses and why that was being utilized and how it was working.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, back 30 years ago, it's the 60-40 thing. It was 60-40 run back in the 60s and 70s, and then through the 80s was, I would say, that transition period. And then in the 90s and the last decade or so, it's been 60-40 pass. So you could see that transition. And so when that was, the Jim Kelly type of offense, that run and gun.
Yeah, the K-gun,
absolutely. These guys just had the ability too often to drive down the field against a very vanilla 3-4, also called the Oki defense. So there was definitely and it still is today, you see it, just an emphasis on trying to get some heat on the passer, because these guys are just too good, too accurate at the NFL level, and the receivers can get open, and you just have to, you know, it's 3 seconds, and then someone has to get a hand on a quarterback in 3 seconds or so, or you have trouble. So there was definitely that mindset to put more heat on the passer.
What do you remember about the personalities that you were surrounded by? Just give me a feel for the makeup of that team, because there were a lot of interesting characters on that those Browns teams at that time.
Oh, absolutely, Vic. And I mean, I'm just smiling thinking about it.
How much can you tell me? I guess is the key here. How much can we share with the public?
That's true. We'll let out a little bit. But, even our core group would be the defensive linemen. And we had, Sam Clancy, who was a great character. He was an outstanding basketball player in college, and he was an outstanding NFL player as well. But he was a real fun guy, and Big Daddy Hairston. And they used to call me Salami, like from there was a show, The White Shadow, that the white guy in the team was called Salami. So they call me Salami. But we had so many fun nicknames, and I mean, I can't tell you how much. Sometimes our meeting room, it was like our defensive line coach was more of a babysitter than a coach, because, I mean, the guys would be in wrestling matches, sleeper holes, and watch the wrestling the night before, I mean, throwing stuff at each other. So, I mean, it's, I always, Tom Pratt was our defensive line coach, and yeah. I always, I think that guy should be canonized as a saint before he dies for putting up with us, but he always did in such a great and even-tempered way, and he let us have fun, and, Big Daddy Hairston was one of the greatest players here. I remember, as a defensive lineman, he was just a guy that, if I could say, he did not have the body that you see on a lot of these big defensive linemen who are chiseled and they can run like the wind, like these guys from the Giants, like their defensive line.
You average looking physique, average really. Looking I mean, physique. Big man, but
at
but,
best,
at best, right, right.
Not that I could talk, but he would literally. I mean, if I could say, like, go out and these other guys would be in the weight room all day, and he might lift a few. He had these few little light dumbbell lifts he'd do. Then he'd go down and have a couple scotches, and you know he'd wake up in the morning and kick everyone's butt that lifted all night. So I don't know how it made sense, but he just had he just was a genius.
Naturally blessed
craft, absolutely. Yeah, the thing was the story about him too. When he was in college, his college didn't even give him sweats to work out for the pro scouts when they came down. And one pro scout came down, and he was in his dress clothes coming from class. And dress shoes and everything. And the scout said, "Hey, I thought we were working out." And Big Daddy said, "Hey, the facility's closed. I can't even get in there. But the field was open." So he said, "But I'll run for you anyway in my street shoes." And he ran a 4.6. So that's the legend.
Dave, tell us what you're up to today, where you're living these days. I know you're in the Cleveland area, so give us an update.
Yeah, I'm living 5 minutes from the facility here. My wife and I, we were married in 1985 and wanted to buy a home close to where the Browns practice in Berea, and we live right across the border there in Strongsville, right up Sprague Road. We've lived there ever since, and we're happy there. I work for a medical imaging company. We sell MRIs and CT scanners, so it's good for the free neurological testing every once in a while I can get for myself.
There you go.
So, and some of my buddies. So,
good. No, that's a critical thing. It's a critical thing. Yes,
saves a little cash there, but
beautiful.
It's I've been there about 18 years. They're based out in Hudson, King's Medical, and it's a great company. So I've really been blessed.
Well, we're so happy to have you here to visit with you, and let's do this again down the line.
Thank you, Vic. It's great catching up with you. I know we have a lot of mutual friends and your travels, and I enjoyed being here today.
All right, he is Dave Pizzulli, former Browns nose tackle, defensive lineman, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
The auto show may be over, but the deals keep getting better at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge with the available $1,000 auto show bonus cash. Or lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for just $199. Four-wheel drive, chrome access, 18-inch all-terrain tires, all for only $199 a month with your trade-in. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things,
sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreat, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, too quick to stay confused.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Join the hoopla at Dave & Buster's. Celebrate exhilarating college tournament basketball all month long. With great food, fun, and games, there's no better place to cheer your team. Plus, you can win a free championship watch party for you and 25 friends. This includes power cards, appetizers, VIP seating to see the big game on their large projection screen TV, and more. So keep your eye on the ball and sign up by March 28th at participating Dave & Buster's. And don't forget, WKNR is hosting other hoops watching parties during the round of 16, March 22nd and 23rd, only at Dave & Buster's.
Say what you want. Say what you will. Say what you need to. Billboard Connection knows how to say it for you. Billboard Connection is the world's leading expert in helping you get the message out and let you be seen. They do it all when it comes to large format advertising. Billboards, buses, malls, and so much more. Big or small, they have the right solutions for you. Find them online at StarPointStudio.com along with all their partners. They're the answer for what you need to say. Billboard Connection can say it the right way. They're the exclusive branding partner of WKNR, and that says it all. Check them out at StarPointNEO.com today, and you can say it your way.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's St. Patrick's Day time again. Woo! Come and join the Really Big Show gang for a special Saturday edition on March 17th. We'll be broadcasting live 9 to noon. You know where. St. Petty headquarters, PJ McIntyre's Irish Pub in West Park. Live music from the Masters of Disaster, contest prizes, and so much more. Get there, baby. Doors open at 7 a.m. It's the only way to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. PJ McIntyre's Irish Pub with a Really Big Show. See you there.
And we're back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This Ask Vic segment, where I answer your questions submitted to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. That too, driven by Liberty Ford. Dwayne asks, I think we need to spend a little money and go after some free agents, especially offensive linemen and receivers. What are your thoughts? Well, Dwayne, you heard Tom Heckert, or if you didn't hear him, he, at the top of the show, spoke about this very issue, about how the team would go about free agency. Didn't specifically talk about the money aspect of it, but just basically saying that this team would be selective, as it's been, would not, you know, necessarily be going hog wild in terms of its approach, and look for the longer haul guys, the younger end free agents, as opposed to just getting people who are for the sake of getting or spending money for the sake of spending money. My words, not his, but that's been their approach. And, you know, spending, quote, a little money in your context here, I know what you're saying. You want them to you know, get names that you recognize, bring them in, and feel good about that. And I don't think he certainly didn't rule that out as an approach. But I do think the sound approach of getting people who you target for positions is what you're trying to achieve here. Getting guys that you know will help you, not just for namesake. Jade, what's up with Matt Flynn? Did we give up on him already? No, I don't think the Browns have given up on Matt Flynn or really anybody. The only quarterback they said they were not in the market for was Peyton Manning. They said that, and you heard Tom Heckert again talk about the fact that it's more of a quick fix solution for a team that's not looking to do that, and he doesn't think Peyton Manning logically sees the Browns as the quick fix that he wants for himself. Vince, via Facebook, is Blackman, Justin Blackman, the receiver Oklahoma State, better than Julio Jones last year? Is he better? Blackman will tell you he's right in the category with Julio. We had that sound on earlier in the week. I don't know. You know, until we see him play, Julio Jones is now an NFL receiver. Blackman is not. He's a college guy who has not played an NFL down, so I'm not willing to go there in terms of that comparison yet. We want to thank Tom Heckert and Bernie Kosar and Dave Pizzulli and Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli, and we want to thank Dave DiNatale and my producer tonight, TJ Zuppe. We will talk to you again on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.